Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Day by Day, a radio show designed to address daily life issues, as well as covering informational, educational, yet inspirational topics that are sure to lighten the heavy loads in your life. Your host, Minister Lakiba Wallace, is a profiled author, sought-after radio television personality, and a reputable realtor. Having survived breast cancer has birthed a passion to empower people about health, wellness, and the power of God's love. So whether working in the office or driving in your car, inhale, exhale, and relax, because your rest is not too far. Just position one foot in front of the other by faith. Then you'll experience the wonders of living day by day. Now introducing your host, Minister Lakiba Wallace.
Hey, 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 family. Welcome to another edition of the Living Day by Day Show. It's your girl, Minister Lakiba Wallace, and y'all know I always tell you I'm excited because I'm always excited. You cannot unexcite, if that's a word, it is today. You cannot unexcite a breast cancer survivor. When you go through radiation and chemo and multiple surgeries and financial depletion, if that don't get you off course, there is nothing or nobody that can get a breast cancer survivor off course. And so I'm excited just to be living. I'm excited to be cancer-free, y'all. I'm excited about the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, all that he is doing in my life. And guess what? I'm excited about what God is doing in your life as well. The Bible tells us that God will never leave us nor forsake us. So just know that he is with you even as you go through your issues. Just remember, trials and tribulations are only steps of elevation. So God is elevating you right in that situation that you're in right now. I know I'm preaching. When it's in you, it's in you. But today, guys, I'm excited about the guest that we have on the air right now. We are going to be talking about how to have a healthy heart. Yes, I said it. We're going to be talking about, is your heart healthy? All the time we want to fall in love and we want to give our heart away. Are you giving away a healthy heart? Are you one who you're not consuming the right diet and you might be, your cholesterol might be high, or do you have a history of heart disease? Is there something going on in your heart that you may not know about, or you know about and you're just not really doing anything about it, or you are doing something about it and you're just on the line today just to get some more information about how to keep your heart healthy? And so today I have joined forces with an incredible, powerful young lady who is going to talk to you a little bit about her mission and her passion as it relates to the Red Heart Truth. That's the second annual event that she is a part of, and the person who I am proud to present to some and introduce to others is none other than Mrs. Black Georgia, USA, 2014. That's none other than the beautiful Miss Nakia Michelle Staley. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lakiba. Thank you so much for having me.
You are absolutely wonderful. The platform that God has given you, and you're welcome. Thank you so much for being on the Living Day by Day Show. I've read a little bit of your bio, and it's just absolutely amazing. It's wonderful. God is just doing amazing things in your life. But before we dive into this show, y'all know this show always comes to a close so quickly. We get so deep in, and then it's time to go. And so let's use this time as effective as we can. So tell the listeners who Miss Black Georgia, USA 2014, Mrs. Nakia Michelle Staley. Tell us who you are.
I am, I was born in San Antonio, Texas, raised in South Carolina, so I am a deep-rooted Southern girl. I've been living in Atlanta for about 6 years now, and last year, like you said, I had the opportunity to serve the state of Georgia as Miss Black Georgia USA 2014, and during that year, I really developed a passion for eating healthy and staying active. I traveled around to different schools and community service events, encouraging people to eat healthy and stay active, and that then birthed the second annual Red Heart Truth Fashion Showcase.
Awesome. That's amazing. So I know that you have an event. You're the face for the American Heart Association. Is that true?
I am a volunteer ambassador for the Heart Truth Campaign. And the Heart Truth Campaign was launched by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute to educate women, mainly between the ages of 40 and 60, but all women, about the importance of heart disease and how important it is that we recognize our risk factors and do things to make sure that we live heart-healthy lifestyles.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, there's always some level of interest or some level of history that really draws and brings someone to an organization or a foundation such as this. For me, people know I'm a breast cancer survivor, so I cling to those things that are relative towards not just breast cancer, but any type of cancer. So what is it that intrigues you and makes you so passionate about being a part of this foundation?
What makes me so passionate is, as a state delegate for the Miss Black USA organization, we had to promote the Heart Truth. The Miss Black USA organization is a spotlight partner of the Heart Truth campaign. So with my saying of go big or go home, I decided to create a show that would bring in as many people as I possibly could to educate them about the importance of heart disease. Heart disease kills 1 in 4 women, and in the month of February is American Heart Month. Yesterday we celebrated National Wear Red Day. So it really is my goal and mission to make sure that we as women take care of ourselves, because I've always had this mindset, what would the world do without women? So I just think it's really important that we take care of ourselves and do everything that we can to make sure that we're eating healthy, we're staying active, and that we're here for our family and friends.
Awesome. And that was so well said. You know, what would the world do without women, you know? You know, people often say, what would you do without your husband? No, but what would you do without your wife, you know?
Right.
I mean, we are definitely the backbone of the world, for real. I had my red on yesterday. I was rocking my red dress yesterday. I promise you I was. And
awesome.
So I'm excited about any health and wellness organization out there that's really promoting the world and communities to be healthy. And I see that you have this event that's coming up here, and so this is the second annual, the Red Heart Truth event. I believe it's a fashion showcase, so talk a little bit about that and how it came about.
It is. I am a fashion designer, so I had to do something that incorporated fashion. The Heart Truth combined with Go Red, the American Heart Association, they have a huge event in February in New York. And I wanted to bring something to the South. I wanted to do something like that that was impactful and that was huge, but that was also fun and fashion forward. So that's really where this event came about. During my event, I am blessed to be sponsored by Belk Department Stores and MAC Makeup. So they will be providing makeup to all of the models, as well as some fashions that will be walking down the runway. One of the things that I wanted to do with my show is make sure that I raise funds for a charity to go back into heart disease. And the charity that I have chosen is Women Heart. Their mission is to improve the health and quality of women living with or at risk of heart disease. So one main thing that I focused on during my show is making sure that I'm raising funds to Women Heart.
Awesome. That's really well said, because, you know, people who know me and follow me know I'm transparent. Sometimes you have people, you know, they have these different events and these different shows, and there's really no connection to what are you doing with the funds? Who are you reaching back to help? How are you mm-hmm. really making sure that someone has the opportunity to, you know, be healthy? You know, the National Association for Blacks, I believe, says, you know, you have to stop talking about stuff. You know, sometimes we talk about doing this and we talk about doing that and we get all these people together, and then the end result, like, what do you do after? So you have to really get to a point to where you are doing something and you're not just talking about something, that you are doing something. So I love that about you. When I saw your post on Facebook, I said, oh, my God, I really need to connect with her, because I'm all about health and wellness. I want to take a little educational moment here, if you will, and talk about how many blacks, if you have this information, are affected by heart disease and how many die because of heart disease, and I'm not really targeting, you know, or singling out other races. The reason why I say that is because with breast cancer, we find that there is a large amount of Caucasians that get breast cancer, but it's a larger amount of African Americans that die from breast cancer. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. Do you see that is the same situation, the same scenario with heart disease? And if so, what is being done about that?
Yes, heart disease unfortunately does affect more African American women than any other race. I do not have the numbers, but I am aware of that fact. Like I said, 1 in 4 women die of heart disease, and heart disease is a heart attack. Heart disease is a stroke, anything concerning a physical disease to your heart. And as African American, I find for myself personally that it really is about our diet. Like I said, I'm a Southern girl, so I'm used to big Sunday dinners. I'm used to the big dinners that we have down here in the South. But it's really important that we balance that. It's okay to have, you know, your fried chicken or your green beans or your macaroni and cheese. That's fine. But you also have to balance that throughout the week with your salads and your chicken breasts and brown rice and stuff like that. So I find that it's really, really important that we as African-American women make sure that we watch what we eat and that we also get more active. Whether it be running around your block or attending a gym or a Zumba class, it's really important that we balance our lives out and make sure that we have that balance of good food and harmony.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you said that. In my current edition of the Living Day by Day magazine, I wrote about it's just God. You know, I get the opportunity to meet you and interview you. And prior to that, I had already wrote an article entitled, Is Your Heart Healthy? And one of the things I pointed out, I mean, you just hit it on the head in the article, is that, you know, people really need to understand the importance of physical activity. I mean, we all talk about diet, and sometimes most of the time we are not consuming the right diet. But when we are consuming the right diet, we don't have the physical piece to it. You know, it's like it goes hand in hand. You got to have the right diet and the right amount of adequate physical activity as well. And I think sometimes that's where a lot of people miss it, because they don't have the time to go to the gym and they don't have the money for a gym, or, you know, they're just so exhausted at work or whatever the scenario might be. They don't have the opportunity to really get that physical activity in. So what would you say to those group of folks who they just, you know, for whatever the reason may be, they can't get the physical piece up and they don't really understand the importance of the physical piece, being a part of a gym or just working out at home? What would you say to those group of people who have just really kind of dropped the ball in that respect?
For me, I would say that it's a mindset change. It all starts with changing your mindset. If you really, really, really want to change your life and change your eating habits and your workout habits, then you have to start with your mind. You have to get it into your mind and say, this is what I'm going to do because it benefits me in X, Y, and Z ways. And I think once you start there and you plan from that point, you can achieve anything. That's really how I started. Before I became Miss Black Georgia, I was not the one to eat healthy at all. I was not the one to stay active. I danced. But outside of that, a gym was not my best friend. However, once I changed my mind and I decided that, well, I want to be a role model in my community and I want to eat healthy and I want to make sure that I'm in tip-top shape so that I can change as many people's lives as I possibly can, I was able to sit down and see what I ate. I realized what I was eating and was bad, and I took that out and I changed meals daily. I would change breakfast, I would change lunch, I would change dinner, and it would be a progression. And that's what work change. And once you decide that, then you figure out a plan and a diet that works for you in your life.
Absolutely, and I could not have said that even better. You're so right. You know, it's, to me, I always say it's a mind over matter thing. I mean, you got to get your mind right. You got to realize
Absolutely.
That you have your life in your own hands. I mean, I think all too often we can really put our lives in the hands of physicians, and I'm certainly not bashing physicians. I have several friends that are physicians, but we have to know our body. We are the ones that need to go into the doctor and say, hey, this is what's going on with me. Something's not right, as opposed to waiting for a doctor to tell you. You know your body. You know when there's some level of abnormality or things are just not working right or just not functioning right. So thank you so much for sharing that piece of information. I also want to talk a little bit about who are you partnering with? Like, are there grants out there? Is there some type of sponsorship if someone wants to come to you and say, hey, you know, I can't get a chest x-ray because I don't have insurance, or I can't even go to the doctor because I don't have insurance, I don't have the money to pay out of pocket. Are there some levels of organization or steps and processes that you have taken since you're so passionate about this disease? Is there some steps that you've taken to be able to give to somebody to say, hey, this is where you can go, here's some grant dollars, or this is what we can do?
Unfortunately, at the moment, I have not. I'm still working on that. I do want my show to grow and to provide that type of information for people. I would love for people to be able to come to my show and say, well, you know, I'm partnered with this person, you know, go here if you want to do your exercise, or I'm partnered with this person if you want a nutrition plan. I am working on that, and my goal is at the end of 5 years to have all of this information available for everyone to participate. So when you come to the show, not only are you entertained and you're getting the heart-healthy information, but you're also leaving with the tools to make sure that your life is heart-healthy by the end of the year.
Awesome. And I think the most important thing that you just said there is that at least you know that there is a need for partnership. At least you know that's in the front of your head, that I'm doing all these different events and I'm looking for some partnerships. I'm looking for some level of medical organization to come and, if you will, touch and agree with me, partner with me,
right,
to spread this word even more. So I commend you for that, for having that mindset. So if you're out there today and you're listening to the Living Day by Day show, you are not listening by happen chance, as they say. We need you. We need for you to partner with. Yes, we need you. We need for you to make sure that you find it in your heart to partner with Miss Black Georgia USA 2014. That's Mrs. Nakia Michelle Staley. Partner with her as she takes on this awesome, powerful journey to be able to let people know that you can live healthy. You can have a healthy heart. So if you're out there, make sure that you either link up with me or link up with Nakia so we can spread the word and that we can be more effective, because we always say that we're effective, but we want to be more effective, because I say when you're out there and you're doing different events, you're effective. We just look for ways to be more effective. So I really commend you, Nakia, for just having a healthy heart to want to be able to spread the word about how people can make sure that they get their heart healthy as well. Let's talk a little bit about, do you find in your travels that the majority of people that are affected by heart disease is more women, or is it more men, or is it kind of balanced out between the two?
In the research that I've done, it mostly affects women, but it does affect men. You know, if anyone who, in my opinion, again, this is not fact, this is my opinion. In my opinion, if you do not take care of yourself, then at some point your body is going to let you know. And I just think it's really important that we pay attention not only to what we eat and, you know, how often we stay active, but I think it's also that we pay attention to the signs that our body is giving us. You know, everything that we put in our body affects us daily. What we do to our body affects us daily. And I think it's really important that men or women take the time out to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves.
Absolutely. And you've talked very professionally and intellectually regarding the different things that God is really using you to do as it relates to ensuring that, you know, people have the opportunity to have a healthy heart. But I heard you say earlier about fashion. You know, a girl likes fashion. You can't get away from fashion. So you are a fashion designer. Did I hear that?
I am. I have been designing clothes ever since I was a little girl. I think I made my first outfit when I was 7, and I showed it for a show and tell in 2nd grade. So, yes, fashion has always been a part of my life. It's something that I absolutely love, and it's my outlet to be expressive and creative. So what I wanted to do with my show is last year I created 4 red dresses for the Heart Truth, and I showed them in my show, and this year I will be creating 4 more. So my goal is to sell the dresses and raise money for Women Heart.
Awesome. That's so amazing. Is there a website that someone can, you know, go to visit to see these different beautiful dresses that you've designed?
I am still working on that, Lakeba. I know I need to get myself together. I'm still working on the website. I'm still working on branding. So I will get I'll have the information soon.
Well, I will tell you this, just the fact that you have the dresses, that's the important thing. We can wait on the website, but just the fact that you have the dresses, I tell you, that's intriguing enough to me, so I really commend you for that. And how long does it take you to sit down and really design a dress, and what type of designs? Is this just something that you come up with, or do you see a dress and you say, hey, I think I want to kind of model that a little bit, but maybe tweak it a little bit? So how do you really come up with your different fashion designs?
It's just really all, and it may sound weird, but it just depends on how I feel. You know, sometimes I could be, you know, driving along and I see a building or I see some landscape and I'm inspired by that, and I'll go home and I'll just sketch just from that. Or it just all depends on what I'm doing. Like for the Heart Truth, I know that my style, when I think about the Heart Truth, I think of classy, I think of sophisticated. So when I'm sitting down and I'm designing for this, I'm thinking clean lines, I'm thinking flowing chiffons and, you know, sparkle. It's just so many things go through my head, but it's all an emotion, it's all in the feeling, and that's how I design. That's where my creations come from.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited to have the opportunity to just interview you on the Living Day by Day show. You are a wealth of knowledge. God has just really catapulted you into such an amazing platform. And so I say continue to go forth. You already know whatever we can do here on the Living Day by Day show, we will do that. And if you're just tuning in for the very first time and you're wondering, who is this crazy person talking on the phone? That's none other than Minister Lakeba Wallace. And I am having an awesome opportunity and an awesome time to be able to interview Mrs. Black Georgia 2015, and that's none other than Nakia Michelle Staley. It's truly an opportunity to link up with someone else who is about health and wellness. Y'all know I'm a breast cancer survivor, but today we're talking about, is your heart healthy? What are some of the things that you need to do to make sure that your heart is healthy? We make sure our hair is healthy, ladies. Y'all know that. We will buy some weeds in a minute, but won't go see the primary care doctor. We'll get our nails done. We make sure our nails are healthy. But are you making sure your heart is healthy? I want y'all to know that coronary heart disease is the single leading cause of death in America. It causes heart attack and angina, which is chest pain. You cannot look in the mirror and see that you have that you're having some level of heart disease or you have some level of a heart issue. You can't look in the mirror and see that. You have to go to your primary care doctor and be checked out. You have to ask your primary care doctor, am I at risk for heart disease? You know, let them check your blood pressure. Let them check your cholesterol levels. Know what your body mass index is. There's an array of things that you should go to your primary care doctor and get a screening to make sure that your heart is healthy. Again, this is not something that you can just look in the mirror and say, oh, it looks like it's healthy. You have to get checked out. You know, I know sometimes we have, you know, people of wisdom will say that, who think, you know, they don't need to go to the doctor because they got, you know, they know all the old-time remedies. You need to go to a doctor who is abreast and up-to-date on the medical profession and know those different things out there to make sure that he or she is giving you what you need from a medical standpoint and that they're keeping you abreast of the latest things that are out there to make sure that you have a healthy heart. So, again, make sure you go to the doctor and get your heart checked out. We can, together, we can decrease the number of people who are dying from heart disease if we spread the word about just getting checked out. And that is what my guest is doing, making sure that she is spreading the word about having a healthy heart. Mrs. Black Georgia USA 2014 is Mrs. Nakia Michelle Staley. I am honored to have her on the Living Day by Day show. The Living Day by Day TV show will be broadcasting live February 24th. 2015, that is. I'm at the Potter Sanford Performing Arts Center to support Mrs. Nakia in her efforts to make sure that she spreads the word about having a healthy heart. Nakia, before we close our show, please take the opportunity to tell the listeners how they may be able to come out to this event, come out to other upcoming events that you have, how they may be able to get in contact with you for you to maybe come on their show and talk about how to have a healthy heart.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to share this information. I can be reached for the show and for show information and for bookings at info@redhearttruth@gmail.com. Also, to purchase tickets for the second annual Red Heart Truth Fashion Showcase, and again, as Lakeitha said, it will be held on February 21st, 2015 at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center. And the way to purchase tickets is to visit eventbrite.com, and you can type in Red Heart or Heart Truth, and it will be the first event that will come up. And also, if you are unable to attend and you want to donate, there is an option on there to donate money. For show information and for updates on sponsors, we have some amazing sponsors this year, and I can't give it all away. I wish I could. But for show updates and for sponsor information, we also have that available on the Facebook page, the Red Heart Truth Fashion Showcase. So visit me, contact me. I appreciate, again, this opportunity to speak with you all, and I hope to see you at the second annual Red Heart Truth Fashion Showcase.
Awesome. So well said. Again, there's really nothing else to say. Just to make sure that you take advantage of the information that Nakia gave out. Make sure you purchase your tickets. Spread the word. Come out and support the second annual, the Red Heart Truth Fashion Showcase. I'm looking for you to be there. Somebody in your family is looking for you to be there so you can get some information. Your coworker, who you just never really know who you can touch by just being a part of an event and taking back some useful, positive, resourceful information. So I'm encouraging you to make sure that your face is in the place February 21st, 2015 at the Potter Sanford Performing Arts Center. The address is 3181 Rainbow Drive, in Decatur, Georgia 30034. It's going to be hosted by Mrs. Nakia Michelle Staley, Miss Black Georgia, USA 2014. Nakia, thank you so much for taking the opportunity to be a part of the Living Day by Day show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. Well, there you have it, guys. You know, I'm always bringing you a wealth of information. And today, the information was, is your heart healthy? I'm encouraging each and every one of you to make sure that you go see your primary care doctor. Go see some level of a doctor. If you don't have a primary care doctor, go into one of the walk-in centers or go to the ER. Go somewhere just to make sure that you are healthy, making sure that you have a healthy heart. They say that milk does the body good, but I beg to differ. It is the heart that does the body good. So make sure you have a healthy heart. And I love in the Bible where it says in Proverbs 15 and 30 that a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. So go get some good news. Make sure that you have a healthy heart. Well, this is Minister Lakeitha Wallace. Y'all know I love you so much here on the Living Day by Day show. Make sure you check out my website, which is www.livingdaybyday.net. Excited that the cover of the Living Day by Day magazine, I'm excited that the Craig Lewis Band is on the cover, guys. Y'all know, if you don't know,
awesome.
That entire new group. So I'm excited about that. So make sure you get yourself a copy. Check it out. You know, it's the hottest magazine there is. So make sure, again, you stop by www.livingdaybyday.net. Until next time, guys, you know I love you real good, and you can't do anything about it. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening to Living Day by Day, a show designed with you in mind. We hope you were empowered, inspired, and rejuvenated. Tune in next time for another broadcast or view upcoming shows at blogtalkradio.com/living-day-by-day. And remember, Whether working in the office or driving in your car, inhale, exhale, and relax, because your rest is not too far. Just position one foot in front of the other by faith. Then you'll experience the wonders of living day by day.